Patient name Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. Last name Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. Date of birth is 10/4/07. Date of service 10/4/23. This is a 16-year-old male patient today. He's here with his mom. Apparently, he was shoved and pushed around in school approximately a week ago, and he fell down and hurt his left knee. No problems with it now. Mom seems concerned that he gets picked on in school, though. Also, yesterday, apparently, somebody pushed him on his backside. He did not fall, but he stated that it did hurt when he got shoved. Period in a paragraph. No visible injuries. He has a normal gait on presentation. I've asked him to remove his shirt for me. I don't see any bruising, any ecchymosis, and obviously no deformities. This patient is Spanish-speaking only. We need an interpreter in the room with us today. Period in a paragraph. Mom tells us the reason why she came today is just to document that he was seen for any potential injuries because of his being bullied at school, period, to paragraph. Blood pressure 110 over 66, pulse 88, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 99%, current weight 100 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative. Period and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. He is on the thin side. Mom states he's just not a big eater. Period and paragraph. He is in the Cleveland High School ROTC program. Period and paragraph. H-E-E-N-T. Largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lipidopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period in a paragraph. From a muscular skeletal standpoint, with his shirt removed, I don't see any deformity, I don't see any bruising, I don't see any ecchymosis. On the lower extremities, once again, there is no ecchymosis, there is no bruising, there is no tenderness. Period in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient is likely the victim of some bullying attempt at school. I've encouraged the mom to get with the school principal and follow up with her for any intervention and potential preventing this from happening again. Period. In a paragraph, I've given him Motrin 600 milligrams three times a day, PRN, for any body aches that he might be feeling based on any potential injury that he did or will receive. They understand the plan of care. The next step is for them to go to the school principal and file a formal complaint.